my favorite rapper is G Herbo. Cold, it's a cold world, bro.
Well, he's not lying when he says that your favorite rapper is G Herbo, because technically is G Herbo. No, there was a stretch when your favorite rapper was Nate. You told us your favorite rapper was G Herbo. Swervo. Like, no, we're not making that up.
Yes, a fragile body cannot survive a shoddy. But the point is that I'm saying is Herbo is for fun. Cole is my guy. That's big bro.
You take all of Cole, huh?
It's a cold world.
Okay, this is nasty.
Well, it sure is a cold world, because we might as well. Josh, get started right now.
Josh, introduce us. I got a topic I need to talk about right after
the intro. I got a topic as well. But welcome to a brand new episode of Afro Anime. It's your boy RT, Josh, Trey, Mo, and Sam Savage. And welcome us on this Saturday evening, April 13th, where today, in fact, Drake has shook the world. He has responded, ladies and gentlemen, and it's ugly.
Oh,
it's ugly.
Oh yeah, it's ugly. Oh my god, you gonna put the shock face on the thumbnail too?
I don't know.
We don't even know that was him. That might be AI, bro.
Actually, no, it's confirmed. It's him. It's him now. Why are you getting your feelings? I thought this was what you wanted. Because now Drake can get brutalized. I thought this was what you wanted, Trey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
I don't care about Drake.
I know. I'm talking about you,
Drake.
No, you keep asking. You want Drake to suffer, because you're such a Drake. You don't like Drake. You want this. You want people to come at Drake. This is it. It's like Drake said. It's 20-on-1, dog.
Did I say that?
Yes, you said it last episode.
No, Josh. Did I say that?
Yes, you said it last episode.
No.
Don't bring me.
You can watch the other minute video. You said it. You said I want everybody to go at Drake because I don't like Drake. So I wanted to get personal with Drake. You literally said that.
I do remember saying that.
Exactly. He's trying to gaslight, and he's failing at it. I literally edited the video this week.
Whoa, back up from your mic, bro.
Back up from your mic, bro.
What did he? Is this a song he dropped?
It's called Push Ups, but it's leaked. It's not officially out. It's leaked. You could look up the lyrics on genius.com.
Hey man, I ain't worried about it. I just know he told Kendrick to give him 50. That's all I know.
Oh yeah, he said you can't be a big stepper with having a size 7 shoe. And I said, damn, that kind of hurt me, because I'm a little guy with a size 9 foot. Niggas, that's crazy.
Niggas talk about shoe sizes. This is crazy. What happened to rap?
Hey bro. You want to talk about something? You want to go back to rap? He also told Metro and name drop Metro by name, shut the fuck up and make some drums. I was like, damn.
He told him to shut up and dribble, nigga.
Yes, he legit said, "Shut up, Metro, and make some drums." Shut up and dribble.
But what he got against Metro?
Metro produced the beat.
Metro produced and the deluxe track too. He produced the deluxe track.
You're right, man.
Speaking of that, ASAP Rocky took shots finally too. But I'm not worried about ASAP, because it's like, dog, unless you drop an album, dog, don't. Your shots don't even sound like your shots miss, Loki. I don't like ASAP. Them shots miss, dog.
I mean, we don't really need to shoot because he got Rihanna. So like,
that's the thing. Like, but I get why he did it, because Drake's been taking shots at Rihanna, Loki too, which is kind of like weirdo and lame of him to do that, since that was like your ex or something. But
I think they'd never been together. He just went her, and she said no.
Oh, that's not the case. I thought they dated. My fault. Then you're not. Then Sam might be right. I thought they did date at one point back in them early days, but
am I wrong? Is there anybody else?
No, I think you're actually right. I think Drake does want Rihanna, which is why he hates ASAP, because ASAP wiped her up.
Hey man, it's part of the game, brother. Tell them move on.
Yeah. Drake don't know what he wants. That's the thing. So he's corny. Bro's corny anyway.
He also did name drop Cole. He said, I don't care what Cole thinks. That dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne dripping. He's not fucking easing up. Yeah, that's the right lyric.
Champagne dripping. He's not easing up. This sounds great.
Champagne dripping. He is not fucking easing up. That's what genius.com has said about champagne the lyric.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Champagne dripping
is kind of crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Champagne, like champagne poppy, like champagne.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't go listen that. To the go. Saying, go listen saying, to it.
He's saying he's dripping and he not easing up. Like he just stroking it still. Like,
yeah. So
Here. Actually, I got
no, no, don't do that. That motion was crazy, Trayvon.
My bad, I stopped myself.
No, I'm not looking at it. He also said, "Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, niggas." That's the Metro, shut your bitch ass up and shut up and dribble verse. Let's see. Here we go. You ain't no big three. SZA got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage wipe you down. Like your label boy, you in the scope right now. You gonna feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just had this talk with your ass. I had a hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this? A 20v1 nigga. What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. He did eat that bar. What's a prince to a king? He a son. Nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. I saw that bar and I was like,
that was like, yeah, that this is that ain't AI, nigga. That's Drake.
That's Drake.
That's Aubrey.
King, bro.
Who minds?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. Tell him to calm down.
No, it's not. It's my shit. I gotta fix my thing broke. I had to do some updates. So get off my meat, bro. Point is, yes, this is war. This is 20v1. This is 20v1.
Did you enjoy the diss?
Yes, I did enjoy it because a fan of rap. This is what I've been wanting. I want the best to go at it.
Wait, what do you mean by 20v1 though?
You have Drake versus Rick Ross, Metro, Future, Kendrick Lamar, Weeknd, ASAP Rocky, and a plethora of other niggas that I don't know. They're probably gonna take shots at him.
Hey, chill.
What they got against Drake? What Drake do?
Drake got academics, bitch.
I don't know. Like in the Boondocks, man. I don't know what Drake did to make them niggas that mad. I don't know.
No, you know.
What'd he do?
He said, like, what? Fuck? Why you say fuck me for? What'd he do?
He did it to himself. There were definitely shots. Okay, I'm lying. He did take shots at them over the years. The Rick Ross one is surprising because they've been boys. That one, I will say, kind of hurts the most because, damn, they got all hits, no misses. Rick Ross and Drake are just one of those duels that got all hits, no misses. But listen, it is what it is. Oh, he did mention Rick Ross too. I got to find that one. That was a nasty one too. Yeah, he ain't quiet no more, bro. Everybody get in the lab, bro. It's wartime. Everybody minus J. Cole. So let's go. Let's might as well transition right to that.
J. Cole apologizes. There's a difference.
Mo, your man. Hold up. Hang on. Before you go. Your man, J. Cole. Yeah, that I got to get that replaced now. Your man, J. Cole.
Put Drake behind you.
I might have to. I'm not putting Diddy.
Why Bishaw not up there, bro?
He's not part of it no more.
You got Puff Daddy up there, bro.
Why you keep saying putting Puff Daddy? Do you want Puff Daddy up there, saying? Because you can see him. Bro. You know more about the Puff Daddy parties than me, bro.
Beg your pardon.
I'm with Cole on this one, Cole. Put hands on that nigga. So I'm with him.
Point is,
cool. I was surprised Cole was a fighter because I thought he was an apologizer.
Hey, man.
I don't know what he is. Is he a fighter? Hold on, Mo. Is he a fighter or is he an apologizer? Is he a lover or is he a fighter? What is it?
He's a man that's true to his principles.
And he speaks on justice.
Yeah, put that shit back up, little nigga.
No, that was just a joke for the content because I thought about that last night. I told you, like, I called you last night, Trayvon. Not last night, but Thursday, that I was going to do some shit like that. So, yeah. But now, let's.
He's a fraud.
Yeah, I don't see Drake anywhere up there. That's your favorite, though.
I like him, but no, I wanted this is because he was always three on me. He was always three to my list. So, I always wanted the Biggie was a birthday gift from my sister, so I had to have that one there. Kendrick, obviously my number one. Cole. Maybe Drake will be on there another day, another time. Who knows? I want to get a Jay-Z one, so I want to get my favorites on the wall.
All his favorites minus Big Sean, apparently. So.
No, I want to get Big Sean on there, too. Like, I want Beyonce. I want Nicki. I want Meg. I want, obviously, I definitely got to get Rhapsody because Rhapsody my girl, too. But why can't I have my favorites on my wall?
Well, Big Sean, I don't know.
He better than G Herbo, I'll tell you that. G Herbo not even in the top 100. I'm just saying. G Herbo not even a top 25 rapper from his own city, bro. At least Big Sean top five.
This is
from his own city.
It ain't that many niggas from that from Detroit, bro. Come on.
It's just Eminem and Bitch, bro. In that one nigga.
Wait, what about Royce the 5'9"? Royce from Detroit, ain't he?
All right, put him. He's above Bichon. Exactly.
Yeah, he is.
You got 42 Doug. He might be better than Big Sean, low key.
He's not. Now you're reason. If 42 Doug is better than Big Sean, then Chief Key is better than G Herbo.
Don't do that.
Well
don't do that.
Well, yeah.
Don't do that.
He is.
I hear you quote Chief Keef more than quote.
Chief Keef is literally like a generational talent, bro. I don't think you understand it.
He got three big songs from Chicago.
I don't think you understand the impact Chief Keef had. I never heard that.
I get it. Yes.
I don't know the words to that song. I just know Sosa.
Yes, these bitches love Sosa. Yes, I know. And yeah, I don't
it's
like
a gorilla in a fucking coupe.
In a fucking coupe. Yeah, I know. I get it, bro.
I hadn't even heard of G Herbo verse until I was in college, bro.
Fact.
You're gonna escape that nigga. And I didn't even listen to Chief Keef. I just knew.
I didn't listen to G Herbo until I looked him up because I was like, yo, why is he rapping offbeat? I don't understand. I'm confused. Who is this guy?
I can tell you for a fact most niggas
didn't find out about allegations, okay? This is what I'm gonna tell you. Okay?
Yes, most niggas didn't find out about G Herbo until like pandemic.
Okay, I get it. Chicago would not really.
When he did that song with Dirk and him, that's when people like, oh, who's this nigga? That's when people found out about G Herbo. I'm not even trying it. Like even his Double XL cipher niggas like, oh, actually, I'm gonna lie. His Double XL cipher.
His cipher was tough. What you fucking mean?
Yeah, No, his cipher was tough. So I didn't know about him back in 2016. That was it. But then he dropped off.
All right, I get it.
I mean, I respect
Chicago drill would not be anything without Keith. I get it. Like the same thing with Meek. Meek, a lot of Philly rappers would not be there without Meek.
Uzi would be there without Meek.
Yeah, like who?
Like Uzi would be there without Meek.
Okay, Uzi, sure.
Yeah. So Sam, give me an example because
You don't really listen to Philly rappers, so I can't really.
You from the city?
What's the name? You got Core. You got what's her name? It's this Tierra Whack. That's her name, right?
Yeah. Tierra Whack was not relying on Meek Mill. Come on.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I was about to say what?
Tierra Whack and Meek Mill don't you rap at all.
Yeah. I mean, hold up. I pulled up the list. So you have Uzi, he will be here without Meek. Tierra Whack will be here without Meek. Eve will be here without Meek. Beanie Siegel, who I saw, will be here without Meek.
Well, he came before Meek.
Nah.
Illy the Kid will be here without Meek. Like Black Thought, who's from Philly?
Black Thought is from Philly.
I don't know why he's doing that, bro. Like
I say, trying. Meek though. I feel like Meek low-key paved the way.
No,
or at least brought attention.
Then that's different. You want to say he's the most popular rapper to ever come out of Philly? Then yes, that is a fact.
Not cool.
Ashley is
Will Smith. One of the best, like. Hard rappers from Philly for sure.
Hey, Boogie from the Hoodie.
Core?
I mean, you want to say he paved the way from A Boogie for the Hoodie? Then sure, I guess.
But they know.
Did he?
That's all he know.
I have a list of Philly rappers right here, bro. All these PNB Rock will be here without Meek Mill, bro.
Is AG joining the pod?
She's giving her take, and she partially. I see you agree with me. Yeah, we're recording now.
So I think your notion, Sam, is just wrong. I think it's just very, very inaccurate and wrong. If you want to say he's the most popular Philly rapper, like if you think of like Chicago, who's the most popular rapper in Chicago of all time? It would be Kanye West.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the most popular Philly rapper of all time, though.
Who?
He's not. Who is?
I would say Uzi's the most popular.
Of all time over Meek Mill?
Of all time is Will Smith. Anyway.
I'm thinking, but I was thinking more rapper than actors and rappers
of all time. Will Smith is a rapper.
You're technically not wrong because he did rap too. So
okay, let's say
of all time is Will Smith.
Let's exclude Will Smith. Let's say like now,
who is everybody but Gojo?
I would say is maybe Uzi because I mean Uzi after dropping EXO Tour Life, bro, that nigga boomed.
No, it don't matter, Sam, because I got a counter to EXO Tour Life. What's the hip? What's the what, hold up? What is the Philadelphia National Anthem of hip hop?
I get it. Dreams and Nightmares. Yes.
Okay. That there's no discussion.
I get it. Yes. I know. A different side of me come out. I don't know what happened. Something just takes over.
No. You're not. Yo, Sam. That is almost the hip. That's the hip hop. At this point, Dreams and Nightmares, the hip hop national anthem. I was in Jamaica. Hold on. I was in Jamaica. They played that shit. Niggas from Idaho, white people from Idaho knew that shit word for word, bro. That song is universally recognized.
Bro, that is like the 08 Celtics championship, bro. That shit is being held.
But it don't matter. It don't matter.
Rap and it went into rock and it literally was like a big deal in music.
Okay, it's a big deal, but it's not bigger than Dreams and Nightmares.
I'll tell you this, Josh. If both of them niggas ran on tour at the same time, Uzi sell them more.
Oh, no, I think I will agree with that. Uzi is selling more.
Okay,
and I'm not gonna lie, bro. Uzi, if you want, I don't know. Uzi might have some more classics than me.
That's debatable. That's a good conversation. I don't know. But
I don't know, man.
What I'm saying, like, I'm not saying best. I'm saying popular. I'm saying like that is Meek. I'm not saying best. If you want to say the best rapper to come out of Philly in the last 20 years, 10 years, that'll probably be Uzi. If you want to say actual, even people debate still Meek Mill, I'm 50-50 on it. If you want to, I'm still talking about popularity. Niggas, when Meek came out of jail, bro, Nick, dog. Dreams and Nightmares, come on. It opens up. That shit is played. There's not a sporting event in Philly when a team is in the championship. They playing Dreams and Nightmares, bro.
They're also playing Just Wanna Rock. Just so you know.
Just Wanna Rock can be played anywhere and Just Wanna Rock can be played anywhere, anytime. Dreams and Nightmares can only be played in certain moments. Like, that's why it's so special. You can only play it in certain moments.
Wait, what are we arguing again?
I don't know. I'm just saying, bro, for Philly, I say, like Mo said, Uzi, if there was like, let's say what's the biggest stadium in New York?
Are you talking about
Madison Square Garden?
Oh, you're talking about New York.
Right? That's the most famous. Yeah. That's not the biggest. It's the most famous.
The most famous, right? Madison Square. I guarantee Uzi would sell it out. Meek, it'd be a good capacity, but Uzi.
I think Meek could sell out Madison Square Garden too. I think.
Mill? Uzi might have more, but Uzi low key got more hits.
I'm not denying you that, Sam. I'm not denying that. I agree. Uzi got more hits than Meek Mill. So yeah, I think I'll be more there. I'm not trying to backtrack like smooth goalposts, but I still believe Meek Mill can sell a Madison Square Garden because they're New York niggas that still listen to Meek Mill. Just as the New York, Philly, Jersey, they all listen to the same people. So I think Meek can sell out. I think Meek can sell out. Whatchamacallit. I agree that no, Uzi got more hits and Meek will have to go into his like a deep, deep bag. It's been a while since Meek has had a real bona fide hit that's taken over the taken over streaming or the airways. But like when Meek was on a come up, when Meek was coming out, when he teaming with Rick Ross and M&G, Meek was the best thing ever.
He lost the hunger in his voice.
Also losing that Drake shit didn't help either.
That too. I think that Drake battle kind of hurt him. Then also he had the pairing with Nicki Minaj and all that. So it was just taking over. Anyway, so let's get back from
Meek. Meek's last good album was
Championships.
Is that it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even before that, anyway. Maybe DC4, but I say Championships.
I like Championships. That was like the last good one I actually liked and enjoyed. All right. Moving on. Actually, let's get back to the actual topic. Yeah, Mo.
Wait. Before I get into that, yo, man, we on the path to 65, man. We have 64 subscribers. So you still watching this? Are you not subscribed? You might just click that button, you know?
Yeah. I'm about to say, yo, so you see our last video blowing up, our big three talk, 145, 150 views so far, bro. Yo, run them likes up, hit that like button, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, bro. Because we talk about this all the time, bro. We're going to run it up. We thank y'all for the support.
Absolutely. And subscribing ain't never hurt nobody. So, you know, just.
Yeah. But all right. Enough running, enough dodging. It's time, Mo. J. Cole. He didn't let just Nas down. He let us all down.
Hey, I'm not let down, bro. It is what it is.
Are you sure? Because the day of you were the day of Monday morning, yo, you called me like 11 o'clock saying, yo, we got to talk about this, bro.
What Vince Staples say?
You're a good boy. Mama raised a good boy. Stop disappointing Granny.
Stop. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about that.
But you said, ask me, what did you say?
It be what it be. Like, you know, Cole said he needed to get sleep at night, and this is what he had to do. So I can't be mad at nigga for doing that.
You know what? Pushing 40.
You know what I'm even, niggas. Though, I will add, though, that Autumn Bar is about this and that and that and this. He's doing a lot of pump faking there. And then when it's time to shoot, he turned to Ben Simmons. I was like, oh, no.
I'm clipping that. He turned into Ben Simmons.
Let me stop. That's still my boy. And I understand his decision. But it just looked like it was a lot of pump faking and a lot of these verses recently. And then when it was time to shoot on that free throw line.
So you're saying he's not him?
It's not really that. He just don't want to be that guy to be in shit like that.
That's not legacy to be.
I figured we talked about this a little bit last night or what's today? Fucking Saturday. We talked about it last night or Thursday that Cole doesn't want the crown because he doesn't want the responsibilities of the crown. Heavy is the head, whoever wears the crown. The quick paraphrase of a legendary saying.
How you paraphrase a quote?
I don't know. I was watching. I like. Stop distracting me. Can we talk about this?
You're right. My fault.
Like, stop worrying about the little things. Point is that yo Cole talked about he wanted to be the best, and then when the best step up, you run from the smoke. You apologize. I get why you apologize. Nobody's grilling you on why you apologize, because mental health is very important. We all deal with mental health, and I can only imagine as a rapper what you go through on an everyday basis of and how your mental health is going to be in a state of well-being. So I get why you did it. But boy, the rapper fan in me was very disappointed. And I mean disappointed. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. You can't be the best if you're scared to go up against the best. Not scared, but if you're scared to throw punches at the best. You don't want to be hostile. That's fine. You push somebody. They got up and shoved you. And now he's like, yo, I don't want to do this no more, bro.
He shoved back. And they said, yo, my bad, bro.
He shoved back, bro. I think he pushed.
He said, my bad, bro. That's not me.
No. I think what was happening was he put his hand on his shoulder, on Kendrick's shoulder. Kendrick, took off his hand and shoved him. Cole did a little shove back, but it wasn't really like, all right, I shoved you, my bad.
It was like one of those little like strong pushes, not shove, but like Kendrick
really like.
Yeah. I hear you.
Cole did a tiny shove back just because, you know, he felt like he needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like he felt reactively, he responded.
He acted off emotions.
Yeah, like, yo, well, like, what are we doing? Like, I put my hand on your shoulder just to say, yo, I respect you. You know?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad take, Trayvon. I'll take it. But what I will say, I think most of it was like he felt like he was being controlled by other people. And I think that was like the big thing.
It wasn't genuine.
You're a grown ass man, bro. Tell him to dick up.
I hate to say this, but Sam's got a point on that part.
Oh,
okay. Sam's got a point.
I
hate it too, because that's the last thing I'm gonna say. Like I'll chat. Normally I'll always admit when Trayvon's right, because Trayvon's like 9 out of 10 times is right, even though I don't want to agree with it. When Sam is right, it's the worst feeling, because Sam usually is wrong. In this case, he's right. Yo, you gotta dick up, bro, on this whole on the people like. The internet is going to be the fucking internet. You just got to. The moment you said Pimp a Butterfly was like put niggas to sleep, yeah, open up the discourse about the album. Whether it's true or not, it opened up the discourse about it. That's going to happen.
I ain't gonna lie. I think him saying that made him apologize, because he said that shit and then immediately said, oh no, I can't be lying like this.
I don't think that's the thing. I don't think it was a lie. I think it was a true opinion that when it first came out.
In his heart.
Either way, I think it was a true opinion, but like he apologized and he deleted it. I mean, 7 minutes you can't find 7 minutes later no more.
He can't say that when For Your Eyes Only is this, and that's all I'm gonna say. And I'm a Cole fan.
I thought that, but in your words, that's a personal album. It's a personal album.
And like I said,
and it's a trash, and it's a trash personal album.
It's not his best. I'll tell you that. I'm sorry. I don't hate that album either, but I really only go back for like Brackets and like
Neighbors. No, Brackets as Brackets is
KOD. Your eyes only. Hold on.
Brackets is KOD. I actually like KOD.
Wait, is Brackets KOD?
Brackets is KOD.
I take it back. I don't go back to that album.
Neighbors, Forward and Close, I like, but like Neighbors is really the one track I will turn on.
Y'all didn't like Deja Vu? Neighbors?
Neighbors.
I didn't like it.
Sam, we're talking about now. We're talking about right now. Like,
going back to. I don't go back to those songs. I know you don't either, brother. I've been in the car with you, but I ain't never told y'all going in the car. So, and it's okay. I just don't really go back to the album for anything.
Some albums just don't age well, Sam. They just don't.
Like, I'm going back to Forest Hill Drive. I'm going back to Born Sinner. I catch me on the off season, but I actually do like the off season a lot personally.
You can see me go back to KOD, bro.
I don't really go back to KOD either, because KOD to me.
It wasn't well received to y'all, but I enjoyed that album.
It was his flex album, and it wasn't really him. It was just like him be like, oh, I can do this other shit too. And I was like,
I think that's where it started right there. It was KOD. Because I think even though he always knew he was a bad, I think when he really started claiming and saying it on a consistent basis was KOD.
He didn't let it off season.
Oh, he did too?
He talked about taking a crown since Forest Hill Drive, so that's 2014. So
yeah. I think in KOD or sometime around that, he say he like relinquished the crown or something like that. Like he doesn't really care about it. I think he literally said that, but I can't remember.
Well, if you relinquish it, why you want it back after like off season?
I don't think he ever said he wanted it back.
But you talk like you wanted it back. You can't talk like you want it back and then say I don't want it no more.
No, when he was younger, he said that for sure. He still claimed to be the greatest or the best or whatever.
Mo, okay, but that's my point. If you're the best, then that's the best want the crown, do they not? Hmm. Like if you're an athlete and you're the best, you don't want to win a championship?
Hey man, he didn't want to become a slave to the crown, man.
But he also didn't want blood on his hands just to get it.
Well,
quote unquote blood.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but that's I'm not trying to say anything like that, but like it just comes with the territory, bro. Sometimes you got to kill a nigga. I mean Kobe Bryant, like you ain't think Kobe Bryant like beat ended careers, bro. How many careers did Jordan end how many careers we don't look at the same because Jordan won all the championships. Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley, Gary Payton,
you know what's funny? People always say that, but we still know their names. So how do we forget them?
They're still great, but they're just not
the one that lost.
Okay, Sam, look at you.
No. That doesn't make sense because history erases the losers, right?
No.
Not always.
We remember.
They in the history books.
I think in context, over time, the losers aren't as remembered as frequently. So I will say that.
But the winner, we always need to know who the loser was.
I mean, Allen Iverson never won, but he ran into Kobe in them. We still remember Allen Iverson.
Yeah, for sure. Like we remember for now, but like let's see in 25 years if people younger than us also had that same. Because like nobody talks about Clyde Drexler no more, nigga. You know?
Oh damn!
Like nobody walking around talk about him. And Clyde was a dog.
Clyde was the man.
AI was slightly different though, right? Because he ushered in like a different style.
Yes, he literally like broke the mode in terms of like
he is one of the iconic basketball players of all time. So even though like so I guess and using AI as a bad example because I don't think nobody will forget AI. AI was a bad
example. I apologize as well.
AI is a just someone that's going just transcend time. He transcended the game of basketball, honestly. Like he's that type of individual without a championship that he transcended the sport. So that is a bad example. But it's just that, you know, it's unfortunate. I get it, like, but the rat fan in me who wants to see his two favorites go at it and just, I'm not saying like hit him with some Tupac, I fuck your bitch and a click your clang and a click your claim on some shit like that and hit him up. But I'm just like, yo, throw some bars at each other, bro. Throw some bars. Nobody wanted this shit to turn into an actual rap. We just want competition.
But also, I think
you're
partially friends in real life. And then also, I don't know. I do feel like Cole apologizing is, it doesn't look good. I mean, at the end of the day, you said it was trash. Stand on business, bro.
Oh, actually,
it's okay to not stand on business. It's okay to say something, be wrong, and admit you're wrong about something. It's okay to do that. Because saying to Ben Butterfly, calling that shit ass, to Ben Butterfly is better than most of Cole's discography.
Yeah, but if he said it in a couple years,
there's only me as a Cole fan looking at you eye for eye. There's maybe one album, and as far as he'll drive, maybe. And that's because the Ben Butterfly is my favorite Kendrick album. Like to this day, so when he said that shit, I said, "Hold on, Black want to play cool. What is happening?"
We've been apologizing like in a year or two, like, yeah, bro, I didn't really mean that. No, but don't be like a week later, be like, man, that shit was
not even a week later, 2 days later, it was two days.
Post Nut Clarity.
That's crazy. He dropped it Thursday night. I remember because I was leaving Wale Mania. It was like 11-ish. He dropped it. We came to talk about it Friday. Sunday happened. Saturday night happened. He apologized. So, and now it's gone. You can't even find. He just waited for the first week to get themselves in. And after that, he said, yeah, I'm going to delete that. He didn't delete the album. He just deleted the final song on the album. So, but since then, I apologize. I haven't listened to the album because it don't sound the same. It just don't sound the same. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I still need to listen to it.
The fall off. My excitement for the fall off has low key diminish. I'm still going to listen to the fall off, but the excitement for it has diminished because of this.
Joba, this is the fall off. He's falling off right now, bro.
Oh my god, so much for being in his prime. This nigga, this is the cliff. Is this the cliff?
It's like in the real off season.
You know,
2020 Draymond is just going downhill from there.
You know? Not 2020 Draymond.
Watch out for your nuts.
But one thing that's going to be sad is him addressing all the Twitter fingers and whatnot. That song is gonna be so trash. Whenever he like says it or mentions it, it's gonna be so bad. I hate it. I'm gonna hate it.
It is.
I hate it already, even though it didn't come out yet. I hate it.
I'll do you one better. We talked about this, Trey, too, for a short while because I wanted to save this discussion for the pod. His image is hurt, bro. You hurt your image and you hurt Dreamville image by doing this. I'm like, you like, it's open season now on you.
I don't understand how Dreamville image got hurt, but go ahead.
Because now everybody's looking at you. Since he's the face and basically the leader of Dreamville, people looking at, like, why you think Kaz responded? Why you think Kaz responded to that nigga Young Simba? It's like, hold up. Y'all ain't going to put me in this bullshit.
Well,
Kaz basically said, I'm willing to fight. He cool. He don't fight. He don't want to fight. He don't fight. Nigga, I'm fighting.
I mean, we all know that's the hippie uncle. Like, he's cool. We look up to him, but that's a hippie uncle. Like, what he gonna say? Some
stuff. He not in the streets no more, but dog.
But Jid is the same way because I think Jid is the type of rapper that is a killer. I think Jid's a killer. I think Jid is not afraid to go to war with somebody, bro.
When you say killer, what do you mean by that?
I mean killer as in I will not kill as an axe tree. I mean killer as I can bury you in the cemetery of rappers, bro. Jada Kiss is a killer. Kendrick Lamar is about to show us that he's a killer. That's a killer. Cole's not a killer. Respectfully, Cole's not a killer.
I say that Jid is a killer, as you're saying, but I don't know. I feel like Jid does not have enough.
Jid don't got that dog in him?
It ain't, he doesn't have that dog in him. It's like he doesn't have that history yet. Like I feel like he just hasn't been in the game long enough.
I think he does has that. Maybe the history part. If you're talking about
his first album, I think his first album dropped in like 2018.
If you're talking about his catalog, if his catalog is deep enough to go up against people, then that's probably a fair argument.
That's what I mean.
What I'm talking about is his rap skills. Like, yo, dog.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he can.
If you push me, I'm shoving back and you're staying on the ground. That's what I mean by a killer.
Wait, he's three albums in, right? Like, how is that not enough?
Is that
compared to his peers?
I'm gonna say if you want to, I'm depending on what peers are like. Are we talking like that's what then depends on who goes to? Cole.
Well, I wasn't saying Cole. I was thinking like Cordae and like Denzel.
Then to his peers, and he has about the equal amount as them. I think he's the best of his peers.
He got more than Cordae before. Cordae hasn't really been.
Exactly. Yeah, he a family man now too. So, and
I don't think he has a child, bro. It was figurative.
No, Cordae. Cordae has a child on with Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
I remember that being a thing, like maybe 2 years ago.
They broke up though.
It seemed like he lost weight and stuff, but that was it.
They broke up.
Black love, man.
What happened to black love?
No, bro. Mm-hmm. You know she half, but like Naomi,
bro. Right. I'll be at Wimbledon this year. Don't worry.
I'm a family man, promise.
I ain't like Cordae, bro.
You gonna be your dad and
I'm willing to be the stay at home dad, bro. I'm willing to give it all up.
Hey man, real quick. So I'm gonna move on. You know, I want a little basketball talk, and we'll see how long this goes.
Let's talk about it.
I don't think niggas understand what's happening right now. I'm gonna stick to NBA first, and we can dive off the other things. So tomorrow's Sunday.
Yep.
That number one spot in the West,
mm-hmm.
Shit's about to go down. Because the Nuggets had it, and then they lost to the Spurs yesterday because Wimby said, oh, by the way, I am the best rookie you've seen in your life.
Current number one
seed. Take this 40.
Current.
Nigga looked Jokic in the eye and said, oh, pull up three?
4 times in a row?
Wimby's rookie of the year. That was not clarified yet. Wimby, I thought Chet had a chance, but it's Wimby.
No, he didn't have a chance, brother.
Chet had a chance. Chet had a chance, but Wimby just took off.
In any ordinary, this is like it's like One Piece. You know, like if you were a pirate, any other generation, you'd be him. But that nigga Luffy over there, good luck. Like if it wasn't Luffy that you going off for, like you would be.
It could be to him. I'm not giving up on Chet because I like Chet. But
Chet's a great player, and he will be.
Don't disrespect Chet, Trey. Come on, Chet's like that.
He don't watch ball. No,
Chet, no, Chet, no, 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 no. I was gonna agree with Mo what he was gonna say, but like he's not Wimby.
So. I know. I'm not saying that nobody's Wimby, but I'm thinking like y'all was right, writing off like Chet was not gonna be able to probably be a rookie to get
candidate.
Bro, that nigga Wimby is flirting with quadruple like doubles. I don't think niggas understand. Nigga is a first year Frenchman flirting with quadruple doubles. When's the last time you seen a quadruple double, nigga? This is David Robinson type shit, bro.
Wait, I do you want, but you know he's about to get only better, especially if they end up the Spurs end up getting
he literally can only go up from here, and I believe it.
No, I'm not even talking about individual talent. I'm talking about when he gets his better players,
bro. Fuck the better players. Let him grow.
Yo, like, they weren't even passing it to him for the first half of the season.
Yeah, the first half of the season, that nigga was just.
Yeah. Now they saying Red Popovich told him give him that motherfucker the ball. That's why. But the current number one seed for the West is the Thunder. Two.
Yeah, but essentially, but there's no leader right now, really, because that is a three-way tie because the Nuggets lost to the Spurs.
I do you one better. Hold up, I do you one better. The playing seed going crazy too. The Lakers and the Suns are in the 8th and 7th spot, bro.
We're not talking about playing right now.
I know, but like that has implications.
Let me finish because number one has implications too. Because whoever is the number one, I tell you this: if the Nuggets are the number one seed, the Lakers or Suns are not. Actually, the Suns beat them, I think, like maybe twice in the season.
No,
so maybe the Suns aren't as scared, but
you don't. But this is what I'm trying to say: if the Lakers and the Suns are in the playoff and the Lakers win, they play it. Whoever wins that game plays the Timberwolves, who are currently number two seed. Whoever loses that game and faces the 9 and 10 spot, which is going to be the Kings and the Warriors, whoever wins that one plays the number one seed. So if the Lakers win their playoff game, they just face Minnesota or possibly OKC, depending on how this goes. I don't like you said, the number one rankings is all over the place. The Lakers could be like, oh, dog, we got to face Minnesota. Oh, we good. We see, good.
But the thing is, we don't know what those seasons are yet for the top three, because it's going to be decided tomorrow night. Like tomorrow night, I think all three of them play, and like that's when it gets decided. Yeah, so we don't even know what that 1-2-3 is actually going to look like until Sunday.
It's the same thing for a little bit of the East, even though not the same, but a little bit the same, because I'm talking about the playing spot, because the number one seed is the Boston Celtics in the East, right? Philadelphia and Miami are both in a playing position. Mm-hmm. They're trying to face the Bucks. Bucks are number two and bleeding badly.
Yeah.
Whoever wins 8-7 between the Sixers face the Bucks. Whoever loses and beats 9-10, which is the Bulls and the Hawks, face the Celtics. Philadelphia desperately needs to get out of the play-in or beat the Miami Heat, because they do not want to face the Boston Celtics in the first round.
I agree 100%. I think the Miami Heat would do better against the Celtics personally.
I think so too. But yo, Philadelphia, and the fact that you brought Embiid back now, and now we like, oh shit, there's a chance we might have to face the Boston Celtics. Good luck. Y'all out in the first round. Respectfully. Y'all out in the first round.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's Sixers go against Boston. I think it's 4-0. Like, I don't think you understand.
I was going to give them gentleman sweep, but I'm not ruling out 4-0 sweep.
No. They're going to pull Embiid out and say, Embiid, stick Jason Tatum right now. Go. And they'll do that on the bad leg. Okay. And keep doing that for 40 minutes. Okay. Good luck.
But that's what they're going to do. Oh, no.
Yeah, if Embiid is playing, he got hurt yesterday, I think.
Oh, he got hurt again?
He got hurt yesterday.
Oh, I legit said, do not play this man again, bro. I legit said, just sit him for the season and just call it.
Yeah, but not even every season, bro. They have to play him.
They need him.
Amen.
They do need him.
Let this beat the Joel Embiid's legacy, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well,
shout out to Kawhi Leonard, man. Kawhi Leonard is really Michael Jordan, bro. Because if that ball don't go the way it do in that shot, and the Sixers like win that series, I think they go to the finals.
I'm about to say, yeah,
that was their finals.
Who did they play in the? Oh, they played the Warriors. Yeah, I'm not saying they would win, but damn, they would have really went to the finals.
I think they would have went to the finals. That team with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Nobody was really touching that team. It was
the butterfly effect Kawhi Leonard had, because Jimmy didn't resign that year.
Yeah.
Imagine if they went to the final. Jimmy would have resigned then.
Kawhi Leonard is
Michael Jordan. Oh, shit. And then the Ben Simmons wouldn't happen.
Kawhi Leonard is Michael Jordan, bro. I don't think you understand. Kawhi Leonard is Michael Jordan.
He did disrupt everything, though.
Yeah, yo, yeah. That's crazy.
Because remember, he also beat LeBron and him on the Spurs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that was like just Kawhi, because
really, it wasn't. Yeah.
It was the Spurs. But like that Toronto drone, that was quiet, and that had a lot of ramifications after that.
Yeah, bro was tired. You heard about his medical every day. Oh my god, what a time!
Hey man, shout out Kawhi Leonard, man. Keep doing great things.
What was that, 2019?
Yep. Yeah, it was 2019 and 2018, I think. Well, speaking of your Kawhi, you're looking like y'all got the Mavericks in the first round, Mo.
You know,
how you
know
feeling?
I'm happy we're facing a team that's not the Pelicans, because if it was the Pelicans,
they would have ran y'all niggas out the gym.
I legit fear that they would have cooked us, because the Pelicans ran them
niggas out the gym, bro.
But like the Mavs, I think it's gonna be a tight series, especially if Kawhi's not playing, because I think he's like out, you know, for like knee soreness. But like, I think it's gonna be a tight series. But the thing that scares me the most is like Luka's gonna do Luka things, but like, can we also hold Kyrie plus others to just like not doing too much damage, you know?
I mean, Luka is obviously the most dangerous. I'm not gonna say X factor. I think Kyrie is the X factor. Luka is the most dangerous weapon in this series, only because Luka always goes off on the Clippers. I am going to watch it, because I think Clippers win it out, especially if Kawhi plays. I think Ty Lue's a better coach than Jason Kidd. Clippers got more defensive players. By defensive players, I just mean Paul George. In terms of James Harden, it's going to be a question what he does. Is he going to step up, or is he going to fold like he always does? So this is a very important playoffs for James Harden. My Knicks will play the Pacers. We could win that.
That's not confirmed yet, is it?
Oh, it's not. Well, it's 3-6 right now, but it's not official. It might be official or it might be the it depends if the I don't think so. No, it might be official. Yeah, we might be playing the Pacers in the first round.
Oh yeah, y'all should get that.
Unless Orlando like loses or something, like it's gonna be Orlando or the Pacers in the first round. Either way, I think we have
the Pacers when they see Milwaukee, I'll tell you that for sure.
That's a damn fact. That's a damn fact.
The Pacers would love to see Doc Rivers in Milwaukee.
Shit, nigga, I'd rather face Milwaukee or Cleveland before I want to face them niggas again.
So,
like the way to speaking of Milwaukee, bro, if they lose in the first round, second round, Doc Rivers getting fired again. The two people getting fired, Doc Rivers and the general manager getting fired.
Bro should have been fired.
Like two people getting fired, because I'm gonna tell you something. They paying two coaches right now, bro. I'm lying. They paying three coaches. They paying Adrian Griffin, Mike Budenholzer, and Doc Rivers. So the owner are gonna be like, "Yo, why the fuck am I paying these three
coaches,
bro?"
You think they're gonna fire the bus driver too, or
who?
The bus driver. You think they're gonna fire the bus driver? And
the way Doc Rivers threw him under the bus, Doc Rivers might fire him.
You think you're gonna fire the trainers and the nigga who do the laundry?
That nigga really threw his personnel under the bus. I ain't never seen some. That is some nasty shit.
That's Doc Rivers everywhere. What do you mean,
nigga?
Was the first time. That was the first time for our trainer. But like, hey, I think the spot man doing enough job, bro. I'm like, nigga, what?
nigga ain't clean our jersey, but in a passion.
I was like, nigga. I was like, yo, doc, that's nasty. That's nasty, even for you. But
NBA is gonna be. Interesting. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah. Now, especially when the play-in starting up like Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. I do want to talk about something real quick because I don't want to make this too long of an episode. I do want to talk about Fallout. I did finish watching it. Like I didn't even mean to binge it. It was just so good. I kept going and going. And by the time I finished, it was like 4 a.m., which threw me off. I was like, oh shit. But like Fallout, like I think that might be in league with The Last of Us. Like that's a really, really great show. I'm telling you, I am not capping. It is in league with The Last of Us right now, bro. That shit is phenomenal.
Now, if I watch it and it's nowhere near, I'm coming back.
You can come back and roast me, but I truly believe that show is in league with The Last of Us. It had without spoiling it, there are three main characters. Right. And you get introduced to all three in the first episode. And as the story progresses, the three characters are all heading to the same destination. And they all got their character types and how they grow in this world. But if I had to rank it, if you watch it, it'll be Lucy, Maximus, and the Ghoul. The Ghoul is the last one because they're still missing pieces with him, but that's most likely going to be explained in season two.
The Ghoul, Nick.
The Ghoul is the, if you saw the trailer, nigga with the cowboy hat and all that. I don't want to get too much. And they're long episodes. It's very paced really well. So they're like an hour episodes. And so you got the main plot where the three characters all head into the same destination, which is episode 8. And then you got the subplot, which is the best. The subplot eventually becomes the plot for season 2 because the subplot ties in with Lucy's story. Because Lucy is a character who is born in a vault, right? Like she doesn't know what the fuck going on outside, and that's why she's one of my favorite, because she has to adapt what's going on outside in this post-nuclear dystopian future. Like she is like about laws and order, and then she comes to find out like, yo, nigga, it's like the Wild Wild West up here, bro. You gotta just do what you gotta do to survive, and that kind of starts to fucks with her mentally because. She starts to see like, yo, I can't operate this way. Maximus is a cool character because Maximus is this character that searches for glory, who survived the apocalypse and all that shit, right? So he searches for glory, and then it starts to show that he don't want it no more because it's like it ain't worth it if I gotta do all this shit and this shit is ugly. So
like the Ghoul,
Maximus is like J. Cole in a way, a little bit. I want you to watch it because I got questions. But the subplot, which is about the vault dwellers right now, and it's all episodes off, so you can go out and binge it. So the vault dwellers are the individuals in the vault. And then as the episode progresses, you start to feel like, oh, hold up. Not everything is all seems in paradise. Something's going on. So one of the characters starts like a conspiracy. And the reason why I love it is because I'm gonna go on my sandbag right now. This looks like this could be the future. This is a possibility of happening because you have individuals of the powers that be who give the powers that be the politicians their power. What if they decide to say, "Ayo, bro, we know what's best for everybody. We know how to save the world." And they'd be like, "Man, fuck them niggas. Hit the button, start nuclear war and all that shit. Now we left up here to defend for ourselves while they down there chilling in paradise." I read an article like Elon Musk got like a building, like a huge ass bunker or some shit. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to be in my conspiracy theory, but I'm like, yo, it's some shit I can see that happening.
You would enjoy the Fallout games.
I thought about playing them after I finished the series.
Yeah. I played four.
I know four is three. Say again.
How many games are there?
There are six of them, but from what I gathered, the Fallout franchise is very popular. They have like six of them. The two most popular, Vegas and four, I believe. And they did
four,
New Vegas.
Four is the one that I played. It's the most recent one that has an actual like lore attached to it.
Yeah.
Well, 76 is multiplayer, but like New Vegas is the one that really like people love. And three.
That's the peak one. And I did do some research, like talk to people who played the Fallout. There are like some strong similarities, but some differences. They didn't really have like a massive, like, it's not like The Last was like where they're adapting this story of Ellie and Joel. It's kind of like their own story, but they're taking pieces of the game and incorporating in this story, which I think it does very well.
That's because the Fallout story is not linear like Last of Us. So
yeah,
there's different paths you can take. There's different alliances that you can make, like Brotherhood of Steel, and you want to stuff.
Who are in the show too? The Brotherhood of Steel is in the show. They had the fiends in the show, the ghouls. I think like costume design, they knocked it out of part. CGI was well done for the monsters, the giant cockroaches that they show. I mean, I'm telling y'all, like, this show is in league with The Last of Us. Like, it's really, really great. Amazon Prime knows what they're doing. It's on Prime. I'm glad for it. Like, this is now another video game that's been adapted very well in terms of live action. I can't wait for season two, bro. Like, I was just left. Like, once the reveals came out, and the pieces started to come together, I was like, oh shit, like this is good. So especially for me, never playing Fallout, I didn't know the story. I just knew it was like a post-apocalyptic nuclear event dystopian versus The Last of Us, which I played and I know the story. So this is definitely night and day to The Last of Us, because The Last of Us is still set in modern time. This is a post-apocalyptic, not modern time. This is set hundreds of years into the future, 200 years into the future to be exact, but it's like 60s, 50s advancement. So imagine like if people were really more advanced in the 50s and 60s, and they started using atomic energy more to build like fusion cars and robots and shit like that. And then shit hit the fan. So now you're sending this early age of humanity that was still advanced back to a primitive caveman like society.
A better way to explain it, the people of the 40s and 50s, how they would imagine the future would look like.
Exactly. That's actually the exact way to say
it. I read it from somewhere, so it's not, you know, me specifically, but I thought it was a good analogy, so I just said it.
But no, it is good. And Mo, you might like the white girl on there too, because she is bad.
Why did I catch a stray like that?
Okay, moving on.
It's not a stray.
Thank you, Josh, today. Huh?
That's not a stray, though. That's not a stray, though. It's the truth.
And yeah, they also really utilize nuclear power more than anything as well.
Mm. So is the gist of the story basically nukes, like, went bad?
What would happen if there's threats of nuclear warfare, and then it actually happens, so we are ushered into bunkers. Mm-hmm. What would happen? That's what Fallout is.
Yep.
So everybody's in the bunker going crazy.
Not exactly. Not everybody's in the bunker. There are some people who did survive the nuclear fallout, but they've been regressed to being savages who are fighting for themselves. Now, you do have some societies that try to, like, cult. They're basically cults. Every society is basically a cult now in Fallout.
This sounds like the 100.
I think there are strong similarities to it. I never saw the 100, so, but they are strong similarities. But when
Sam's seen it 100 times, so he can tell you.
That is a fact. You did see it 100 times. But even the vault dwellers who are survivors of the nuclear fallout have this cult-like system now, which is the subplot, because now they start to see that the vault is like this weird conspiracy. Like something is going. I don't want to go too deep in and spoil it, but it's like that's the subplot. There's the plot where the three characters converge on because they got their own thing to deal with. And then the subplot, which is Lucy's brother, Norm, he starts to feel like, yo, something's going on here. And he starts doing some investigating. And he starts to find out, like, yo, it's not that there's some weird shit going on here, bro. Like, weird shit. They've been in the bunker probably 200 years. 100 years. Like, that's why when I told you, like, there's incest involved, like, to help reproduce. Like, example, what do you have to do when a nuclear fallout happens? You got to repopulate the Earth. How are you going to be able to do that? Well, niggas going to start fucking each other. So, like, they was, like, fucking cousins and giving birth to babies and all that.
Every vault is its own government, its own lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is self-contained into that vault. So imagine different worlds in every single vault.
Are there bunkers around the world?
Across the U.S., we know for sure, because that's where all the fallouts take place.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, it's unconfirmed. But maybe it is confirmed through, like, lore, but I can't remember.
They might have confirmed. I don't want to spoil it. Like, I really want y'all to watch it so we could talk about it, like, because it's really, really good. But I can't spoil it. It's, like, so good. Like, when you find out what happened, like, what caused the nuclear event, you're like, oh shit, like, this is fucked up.
But then, so, but my other question is, so the bunkers, right? So you said people have been in there basically for 200 years. Do any of them get out the bunker,
or can some of them like, so the vault dwellers, that's what they're like, the people that live in the bunkers, they choose not to go out because they're like, yo, we better off in here, we got our resources, we got our water, we're good. And like, they choose to live in a society in the bunker. Sometimes there are some of them that will go outside because they can't stand the society in the bunk, because it becomes a cult. You have this one overseer that's like the leader of the people, and he decides and dictates everything what everyone should do. And like, imagine trying to leave, imagine being uncomfortable with your comfortability. You want to get out of it.
No, but I'm asking because go ahead, Trevor.
More so the con, I think you're asking, like, what's the pros and cons of like leaving the vault? And maybe is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking because like, I'm thinking about the 100, because there was a situation where there was a group of people that were in a bunker for like 100 years. But what happened was, when they tried to go back to the surface, the radiation levels were still slightly high, and basically they needed on the Earth that survived, they needed like their bone marrow, because like
radiation is a character in this show. They have to deal with, that is a lifestyle that they have to deal with, especially for the vault dwellers who come out into the, so they have to deal with the strong levels of radiation. They take like certain things to help lower it. They wear these suits. So that is a character, but that's also what makes Lucy one of my favorites, is because she has to adapt to this new world now. Like, Lucy is so order and control, right? So now you're leaving order and control to go to fucking anarchy. And now you don't know how to kind of, you got to adapt to this, which one of the characters told her, like, yo, you ain't going to survive out here unless you become someone else. And the question is, are you going to like who you become? Which is like, that's where it's like, oh shit. Now she starts to see the horror of what's like, yo, dog, I can't even walk down the street without somebody trying to stab me or shoot me with a gun that shoots bullets at their teeth. Like, it's fucking insane.
Yeah. Radiation is a big one, like you said, when you mentioned with 100.
It's definitely a show I want y'all to watch. Like,
yeah, because you know,
if everybody else will, I'll watch it. I have no issue with that.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I'm also I want to, let's turn this back to anime, because we are Afro anime podcast.
Yeah, we ain't talking about anime all day.
Come on, guys. An hour and in and no anime talk. Come on now.
Yeah, we apologize, audience. But,
yeah, we're frauds. but like stop. speaking of anime, I will.
I apologize.
Shut up. I think I.
Nigga, what?
His mic unplugged.
Oh my god!
Sorry. All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I think I will watch X-Men 97. Sooner than later, I think I will. But let's talk about some One Piece. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Cause nah,
I just finished the arc. I just
carry on. We carry on. Carry on.
Bring him back. Bring him back. Come on. But you nigga chugging that shit. God damn. I just finished an arc and definitely one of the worst arcs I've sat through.
Dola Bark. Nah, yeah, it's bad. I told him it's bad.
But I will say, like the last like 4 or 5 episodes of Dola Bark, I said, oh, this is a crazy way to try to redeem yourself because shit just hit the fan and I was like, okay, shit getting kind of real. So I'm in Saibata now. We out here chilling inside Bada.
Hey,
let's see what happens.
Summit war time. Summit war time.
We'll see what happens. So I'm intrigued though. This art so far is already better than Thriller Park. And I'm only like 5 episodes in.
Like Thriller Park was garbage. It was garbage. Like it was the worst arc in One Piece is Thriller Park.
Also, don't confirm, but dude, that nigga Luffy got haki or some shit, bro? Because the nigga, he like looked at the animal, told the animal to like chill out, and the animal like just. Oh god! But I'm just like intrigued because I'm like, are they just throwing that in there as like a teaser in terms of like the writing or whatever? So we'll see. But like that happened, I was like, hold on now, He got the shit that Shanks got. The hey yo, I need you to chill out, young fella.
So, we'll see. But nah, I'm happy that you're. Go ahead, Monkey.
For the audience,
I am on episode. I was just in the app actually. Let me look.
Hey, Kev also is on episode like 4 or 5 of Vinland. So
I'm on episode 392 of One Piece.
Not bad.
392.
How's it been? Like 9 months now?
I think about 9, 10. He's coming up on a year.
I'm going to try to get to like episode 400 by the end of the weekend, if I can. So we'll see.
Happy for you. That's dope. What I want to say. X-Men, I think it's something you would really enjoy. Right now, X-Men is the hottest show out just on on streaming. It's really like it's popular by all critics, by all fan bases. Sam, I really think you should watch this too, but you're just keep complaining about the old style animation. It's not even old style animations. Like the animations actually look better than most anime that we watch today. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Not all, but just some. It they look clean, bro. That's all I say. But animations, lighting, music, like voice acting, like this show is. This shit really proves that it's not superhero fatigue. It's just that we want good writing. We really want good writing. And X-Men has delivered on good writing, especially in this past episode 5, which is just that which kind of broke the internet in a way with everything that happened because they adapted one of the darkest moments in mutant history with the massacre of Genosha. Even though this is on Plus, this is not a Mickey Mouse show. I ain't gonna lie. This is blood, guts, Kurt. This is X-Men. Like this is so, real. So
one thing I meant to ask, you know, when we first talked about it in a group chat, but like, is it a remake or is it reanimation?
It's reanimation. I'll put it like that. It is a reanimation. So they got the two versions. So you have the X-Men regular, the X-Men OG, which is like from 92 to I think 96 or when it got pulled off the air, right? That's really like the original version of the older animations and all that. Then you have X-Men 97, which is the reanimation version of it. It basically picks up a year after of that last episode of the OG version, and continue to tell the story of the X-Men characters, and they're adapting the storylines that came on after that show went off. So we just dealt with the clone of Jean Grey, Madeline Pryor. We just witnessed the massacre of Genosha. There's just so many like cool Easter eggs.
Is this the Fall of X series?
No, not the Fall of X. That's much. That might be. I would like that to be that adapted, but this was like during the new X-Men run where Genosha got massacred by that giant spider sentinel, which we just saw. Like that was an episode 5. Like, it was bad. It was like a 9/11 type event for mutants, and they did a great job of it. So Bao DeMeo, the creator, the person who helped really bring this back to life, he got fired 2 weeks before the show dropped. So everybody was like, what the fuck did he do to get fired? What the fuck did he get to get fired? And now witnessing the show, they like, yo, y'all gotta bring this nigga back. Like, y'all gotta bring him back. I'm not one advocating to bring him back only because I don't know what this nigga did yet. This nigga could have did some such shit that I don't know. I'm not saying he did. I just don't know. And I just find it strange that Disney fired him a week or two before their biggest streaming show hits the air. And the way that this shit has been moving, they've already said the animation has already been completed for season 2. And they already got 3 and 4 done. 3 and 4 about to start writing. So it's like, what did you do to get fired? To get pulled off the show, because I do want you back, because you get it. Like, you're one of the very few writers that get the team and the characters. Like, a lot of people don't get that.
Is he a writer, or is he just adapting a story?
He's doing both. He did help write it, because he talked about, especially that episode 5, where he grew up in New York during 9/11, and he really wanted to capture that feeling in episode 5 with the massacre. He wanted that 9/11 feeling with the mutants. Like, it could be this normal, happy-go-lucky day, peaceful, and next thing you know, shit just hit the fan. So, it's
9/11, really, never forget, yo.
Never forget. It's really good. I think they slated for 10 episodes. And I'm like, every Wednesday morning, I wake up and watch X-Men. That's like the first thing I do before I do anything. Go to the gym, before I shower, before I brush my teeth, I watch X-Men first. So... it's like, it gives that Saturday morning feel. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it gives that Saturday morning feel. Like, nigga, I know niggas now who like, oh, it's 9 o'clock, Josh, oh, it's 6 o'clock. X-Men.
Josh, you got that bomb sound effect. Can you play it real quick?
I don't have the bomb sound effect, I only got the gun sound effect.
Don't shoot the gun.
Hey, breaking news. Apparently that nigga Rick Ross dropped something. So it's all happening right now.
I did see that. I just saw that too. So, and SZA responded about having her name dropped in the Drake diss. I told you, it's one on 20, bro.
Drake is such a weirdo, bro. Why he dissing women? What's wrong with it, bro?
I don't get the oh, yep. Oh, he called it champagne moments. Oh my God.
Bro hates his mom. I swear.
Yo, we hate his mom is crazy.
Somebody said Kendrick versus Drake is Hebrew versus Jew, and I can't unsee that. I can't unsee that. They said Israelite versus Hebrew Israelite. Good luck.
All right. Jesus. All right.
It's the Avengers versus Thanos, bro. Drake is Thanos in this regard. So
stop the gassing, bro.
Hey, Drake is Thanos right now, bro. I don't know what that nigga did to piss him off, but you pissed him off because you getting a rap Avengers together.
Hey, that nigga's not Thanos. That nigga's Loki, bro. Come here.
What is he on? What is this guy on? He's crazy. He's a crazy guy. You so crazy, man. You so crazy.
Somebody edited that. Somebody edited that. Like, they edited like Drake being Thanos in that final scene of Endgame. And they added the portal scene of all the rappers coming to save Kendrick Lamar. So I say, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in game. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I really want to know what Drake really did, like, to piss off the Rick Ross of all people, bro.
He had a verse in it about him, I think.
Yeah.
That hurts
me. That's Drake be talking about everybody and talking about women, bro. He's so weird.
the women one, I do agree with you. It's time that it's time to stop that, bro. Like, what the SZA do? The SZA was on your last album. What the SZA do?
No, first of all, not just the last album, nigga. First of all, they had a whole video together.
When?
With him, SZA, and
Sexy Red, the baby video, the baby birth video.
SZA was in that?
Yeah, SZA was in there. Because she did, yeah. SZA was in that music video because she helped Sexy get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Points of creativity on that music video, I guess. Points for creativity.
I think he's a weirdo. I will always think he's a weirdo, but y'all love him, so.
I like his music. I don't love him. I just like his music.
Why you slipping it in, Trayvon? Come on now.
You know what I saw on the timeline yesterday? I saw people were posting like the character and their weakness. I was gonna post on Afro Anime Twitter account, Trayvon, the weakness, Drake and Deku. I was like, yo, I was really about to post that.
What's
shit.
Ultra?
I was gonna post Trayvon, the character, the weakness.
No, it's because they just let me down, bro. Like Deku won't sit there and punch that guy, right? Wait, he did? No way.
What else you want to do? You want to not the punch a guy, bro?
You want him to put J. Cole?
Nah,
you want Deku to apologize, bro? Like, what you want?
Nah, bro.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I hit you, bro. It messed with my energy. I didn't want that shit to come. I got mad respect for you, bro. I love your shit. Hey, 1A, class 1A, you love this villain right here?
If your punches are being reflected, would you continue to punch someone?
No.
A nigga like me, I'm going to punch harder.
If I go 1,000%, it might work.
True. If there's a spiked wall that you're punching, I agree. If there's a spiked wall that you're punching and it hurts you, just keep punching it.
Eventually, the spikes will be worn down.
Exactly. You gotta wear it
with your bones and blood.
Actually, I for the hell of it, I did rewatch that movie recently. I did think of it again. Not the movie. I actually rewatched the fight. I'm lying. I rewatched that fight.
Okay.
It did make sense. So you remember when All Might fought the Nomu the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And he kept hitting him over and over again. And Tomaru was like, hey, bro, that nigga could take your punches and shit. And Nomu said, hey, bro, there's a difference from taking my punches and absorbing my punches. So that's basically what Deku did against this nigga. it's basically the same thing he did.
What is he talking about, bro?
Listening right now, bro.
No way you just justified bat riding. What's wrong with you?
I didn't justify. I'm just saying, and he did it before. That's all I'm saying. So if you're gonna call that out, you have to call out the Nomu All Might fight.
Yes, and I agree. I just didn't call that out because I'm like, he wouldn't do that again.
I gotta give credit for consistency. Like you're consistent with it. So
consistent trash is still trash. But
oh god, go ahead. This is crazy. This is crazy. You got him riled up.
Are you going to watch Kaiju number 8 as well? Since everybody's been talking about that, now.
I'm not hopping on it right now. Strictly watching. I'm watching One Piece, and I might watch X-Men and Fallout, like in that order, probably.
Yeah, I'll watch Fallout tonight.
I would say just watch one episode of Fallout tonight, just to see how you like that first episode, and then the first two. I would say the first two really get you going.
How long are they? Like 45 minutes.
They're long. Like, there's like one episode that's like 45 minutes. I think the rest are like 50 to 60 minutes. Like, they are long. Like, that's why I was up to like 4 a.m. Like, I thought I was done by 2. I thought, yeah, I'm good. I got time. Because I watched one episode Friday morning, and then I watched the second episode Friday night at the SmackDown went off. So after that, I was like, all right, let me just keep going. And I just kept going because it was so good and I wanted to know more and more. So, By the time I ended, I turned off Amazon. My cable box said 4:18 a.m. I said, "What the fuck?" I looked outside; the sun was coming. I said, "Damn."
That's why his sleep schedule be fucked.
Okay, yeah.
Also, did y'all see that? Go ahead.
I'll say, Mo, you're a hoe because, nigga, fucking watch Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Bro, nobody else here has watched that, bro.
Come on.
I haven't.
Not going to.
It's good.
All right. Well, I'll add it to the list, man. You know,
and I put you on a good thing, man. I put you on a hike. You'll put you on a Vinland Saga. Like, come on now.
Chill, you also put it. You also chill to put us on Shield Hero. You also put us
on. But guess what? I might have a good one. This Saga might. Tanya might be it, bro.
Anyway, you're like Tobias Harris. Sometimes you have good nights. Sometimes you have bad nights. But you're not
Ninja Kamui too. Remember that?
Actually, I actually put him on Ninja Kamui.
Get it right.
Which was kind of I apologize because Ninja Kamui has been missed.
Josh, you wasn't supposed to claim it, bro. You're supposed to let him claim it.
I know, but I got to take accountability.
Accountability,
bro. If the word, so what is
accountability here, done for you?
It's accountability done for you. I want to use that. What is accountability done for niggas?
No, I would really appreciate if you watch Saga.
How's your Friday journey going, brother?
I'll finish Frieren if you watch Saga of Tiny Evil.
We're not gonna finish. He's never gonna finish Frieren then, bro.
I'm still on the same episode.
You should be on the second curve by now, bro.
You said 12, right?
12, 13,
14, 1, 3. Okay,
I can check right now.
He's not even on the second curve, bro. That's it. That's the issue here.
They both are sleeping plant. The plane that made niggas go to sleep.
Oh, you see that?
Yeah.
Hey, man. You see my girl Friday? She said, yo, wake me up when.
Oh, I'm on episode 16. My bad.
Yeah, he's on second cur. He's on second cur now. So he should be starting. Yeah. He should be close to magical exam.
Yeah.
He's going to breathe through that shit because it's more action in magical exam than anything.
I need niggas dying.
Yeah, you'll get it in a magical exam.
Niggas gonna get fucked up. They ain't gonna die, but they're gonna get fucked up. Yeah.
Is there gonna be a second?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, they already announced that. That's in the works, bro. Go ahead.
Did you hear Joker? Did y'all see the Joker trailer?
And I'm not seeing that shit. I know that's gonna be a phenomenal movie. It's gonna win Oscars, it's gonna be a cinematic masterpiece. I'm not seeing that shit because I'm not seeing no musical, bro. I'm sorry. The first one was good, but it's a musical. That's why I'm not seeing it.
I seen a picture of Lady Gaga, so I might need to watch it on mute, if anything. But
I hate this nigga. See, but when I said, what I said earlier, I was the bad guy. But when he admitted it, hey.
But I don't know if I'm gonna go out my way to watch it. At least not right now. At least
I'm not going out my way to watch it. It's a musical, bro.
If it's a musical, then I'm not watching it.
Hey man, you heard G.I. Joe Transformers is coming, bro.
I actually am excited for that, even though it's probably gonna be corny. I'm excited because hold up.
I can't wait to watch Snake Eyes beat Megatron, bro.
Wait, because I see your face. Hold up. That's hilarious. But wait, they did it because you can watch the last Transformers movie on Prime. It is on there. And no, it wasn't. It was ass because you watched it ass. You're the one that was watching it in Spanish with no subtitles. Like I could pull up that episode, nigga. Like you watched it ass.
Spanish, nigga. That's crazy.
Like, nigga, it was good because my theater was turned up watching that shit. Like that shit was good. So I do recommend if you never saw the last Transformers Beast Wars, go watch it. It is good. It's on Amazon Prime, but or Paramount, one of them, both of them, in fact. But I'm excited only because it's probably gonna be stupidly action, but they're owned by the same company, so it makes sense. Like they've done crossovers in comics where. Hey, the G.I. Joes are have fought with the Transformers, so I think it's gonna be fun, and that's all you need. Speaking of fun, Knuckles is coming out soon, so I need to re-up on a Paramount Plus because I'm gonna be watching that. And Sonic 3 is coming out this year.
I do want to try to catch up to the Sonics if I can at some point. So that is a goal of mine, I will say.
All right. Well, is there anything else we need to talk about before we hang up and I go listen to this Rick Ross diss?
No, I'm all good.
Nothing on my end.
I'm just excited. Oh, we could talk about Kamui, the ending of it.
We can say that
about next week, bro.
Yeah, please. Next week. It's like an hour 18, bro, and I'm hungry.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it because what is there to talk about?
I low-key don't want to talk about it either. Like that shit was mad. Like that last episode, I fell asleep that last episode. So that tells me what you bro, tells you what you need to know.
We got Mex.
Yeah. Exo Suits Mex, whatever you want to call it. That shit ain't hitting.
We'll talk about it next episode, bro. Maybe I'll catch up on it.
Let's tease them now, you know.
It started off strong and it fell hard. It fell hard like J. Cole. You started off strong, you just fell off.
Don't don't know why you keep doing this, brother.
Why
you you're a bitch?
He's the point. I can't be both. I can't be a Big Sean. I'm a Kendrick fan more than I'm a Big Sean fan. That's one.
Oh, now he's a Kendrick fan more.
I've been a Kendrick fan. You know me since middle school. I've always been a Kendrick fan. Like you, you've known that. I like Big Sean. Don't get me wrong, but I think Big Sean has the potential to be great. But he doesn't show his greatness to be great. So you're stuck where you're at.
Pew pew.
Like, hey, like you had a fire Tiny Desk, but that's it. That's all I got. I can't defend the Tiny Desk forever.
Nah, I heard that single with the pew pew. I was like, nah, please get this off.
That nigga, I heard that on ESPN already, bro. I said, oh my God.
FIFA loaded music, brother.
Nigga, that's NBA Live loaded music.
Bro, that you, I got a remote, bro. No. Hey, would FIFA come on?
He hit an A.
Please skip that, bro.
He button mashing. Hey,
he hit an A at start. All of it, bro.
It's like, come on. Just get me to Ronaldo already. Just get me to Ronaldo.
He held his controller to the side.
Bro, update. No, they not let me reload it.
That's what
no
niggas way. Do. That's what niggas do when they play Smash. You get like put in a hole. They go.
Oh shit!
Ain't never that dedicated to it, but
that's what niggas. That's what niggas do when the Dragon Ball Beam Clash happen in the video games. Start stirring the pot.
I would just watch niggas take the controller and then hold it in a complete different position just to get out of grab. I'm like, it ain't that deep, bro.
It's not that deep.
It is to them, bro. They don't got nothing else to play for.
Hey, chill, man. Hey. I'm one of those people.
That nigga mostly need to take a break.
Brother, you got a job.
Hey, man. Them college kids, man, they be on it.
Yeah, they be on it. All right. This will do it for RT Joss, Trey, Sam Savage, and Mo. If you stick with us this long, hit that follow button, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. And be sure to comment. Also, go to our socials on Instagram and Twitter at AfroMAPod to follow us for more updates and content. And that will do it with us. This again, RT Joss, Trey, Sam Savage, Mo, and we are out.